This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Knicks fans, I want to have a conversation with you. Because I understand that when you lose a game like that to Chicago, there's a few things that maybe you want to blame. You want to blame Josh Hart committing the foul that he committed, okay? You want to blame Tom Thibodeau. Like, why are you challenging an out-of-bounds play in the first quarter that's clearly not going to be overturned? Why are you doing that? How are you, if you're Karl Anthony Towns, who had a great game, it's very tough to rip cat, how are you missing the big free throws that you missed down the stretch? How's that happening? How do you fall behind by 22 to the Chicago Bulls? Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry. We have an answer. This is why the Knicks had all of those bad things happen to them last night. Yankee fans, listen.
Back at the Garden, where Celebrity Rose, presented by Motorola Razr. Queen Latifah with a smile on her face. Fat Joe, always your crazy Knicks fan.
Fat Joe did it again! This guy jinxes the Yankees. When they play game three, tell him. Did they not show him on the scoreboard before that faithful fifth inning?
Yes, and he had a message to the team.
That's right.
And I'll go one further, Evan. Fat Joe, last night at that Knick game after they lose to the Bulls, be careful, Rutgers, because he had a big old Rutgers hat on,
did.
Too. And this was a big basketball year for your Scarlet Knights.
I agree. Jalen Brunson took a shot.
What's his tie to Rutgers?
Well, I don't know, but he was wearing the hat.
Wearing the hat. He might have double bang curse.
All I know is that Jalen Brunson had a shot that was in the basket, and it came out. Why'd it come out?
Fat Joe.
I mean, Karl Anthony Towns doesn't miss free throws. He's having this monster year.
Right, he's shooting 55% from three-point range.
How the hell is he missing three free throws?
Fat Joe.
How do you explain the officials? How do you explain Tom Thibodeau?
Fat Joe.
How do you use a challenge in the first quarter when it's never going to be overturned? How's that?
Fat Joe.
Hey, explain it. The Josh Hart foul.
I'm going to tell you right now. If I hear at any point over the next week Fat Joe declare that Evan and Tiki is his favorite sports player, I am cashing in my 401k and I'm out.
He's cursing everybody. It's unbelievable.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Emily Ratajkowski, she can't walk into the Garden. Fat Joe, maybe take a break. I'm not saying he should be banned. I love Fat Joe. I think he's a legend. But he's on a bad streak. He's on a cold streak. If he was on a heater, bring him there every night. But you got to know when to walk away, too, a little bit here.
Here's the other thing. I know Fat Joe goes to the Garden a lot, okay? This is not his first time at Madison Square Garden. That's not the point. He's now bad luck.
Just in the short term, you're saying he's bad luck.
Yeah, short term, he can't show up.
He's been there for a while.
Yeah, short term.
He's there last year as well. So.
Take a month off, that's all.
And here's the proof of this. Tommy, you watched every Knick game last year. Do they lose that game last year?
No.
No!
No.
There's a million reasons why they don't lose that game. What happened to Mikal Bridges' jump shot?
I know what happened.
Yeah. Everything.
Even Clyde after the game, like literally to the point where Mike Breen wanted to lock out and go to the post game. Clyde's like, how did he miss that shot? How did it not go in?
Fat Joe.
That's it. That's the only answer.
By the way, one other thing from this game, and I thought this was very disrespectful. So I'm watching the entire game, and I've always warned you, there are things that can happen early that you forget about and it costs you the game. Now, the Knicks fell behind by 22. It's the NBA. They came out tired, flat, however you want to describe it, okay? But Tom Thibodeau decides to challenge an out-of-bounds call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to challenge an out-of-bounds call in the first quarter, you have every right to, because remember the rules in the NBA. If you get it right, you get a second challenge. Okay. So if you get it right, no harm, no foul. But you can't get it wrong. If you get it wrong, you're dead, and you won't be able to challenge something later, like, I don't know, a three-point shot in which contact is made with hair on the guy taking the three-point shot.
Is that a foul?
So you want my answer to that?
Yes.
So I think after review, they would have upheld it, but you need to have that challenge. That's the problem. You need to give it's the officials hair, the dude. Chance to overturn it.
But it's hair.
Hand on the back, too. Yeah, hand on the back.
Okay.
Hair part of the uniform in the NFL, though, correct, guys?
Like yeah.
If you drag the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, in NBA, same thing, I think, probably.
They would have not overturned that call, but you need to give yourself a shot for them to overturn that call. And I'll give you a small element, very small element, but I really believe this stuff. If you have the challenge and you use it, there's a delay. Who knows what happens when Coby White goes to take those three free throws? Maybe misses one, and everything's completely different. So Tom Thibodeau screwed up by challenging it. That's bad enough. Listen to the way the official announced that the challenge wasn't successful. I thought it was very douchey.
After review, the ball clearly touches McBride's right foot last time going out of bounds. As a result, the challenge is unsuccessful.
Hold on a second. What official says clearly?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard an official say that?
Just say it's not upheld. Whatever.
Clearly.
The challenge is denied or whatever you say.
He said clearly.
Clearly it's touched his foot, coach. You're a moron.
He should have thrown that in. I couldn't believe when I heard that.
That's great. The
whole build-up to the challenge was funny because Clyde was bitching about it, which he should, and Breen was defending the Knicks by saying, hey, you know, Clyde, they had a big challenge the other night.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give them some credit. They know what they're doing. And Clyde's like, I don't give a crap. What are we doing here?
This doesn't seem smart.
This is a dumb challenge. And then the official decides to spike all over Tom Thibodeau's face by saying, clearly. I have never heard. Play that one more time. Clearly.
Yeah, give me one second here.
Clearly.
After review, the ball clearly touches McBride's right foot last prior to going out of bounds.
I mean, he's mocking Tom Thibodeau.
It was very, very passive aggressive. We're all married here. We know that. By the way, did you see this thing? It's going viral now. If you're watching the game, you're from the arena.
The cat stuff.
The kiss cam thing.
No, I didn't see that one.
So a guy was there, I assume with his girlfriend or wife, and they showed him on the kiss cam. Normally you go for a kiss.
Right.
He went for something a little
bit. What'd he do? He grabbed?
Fuck to it.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
We can't fully describe, but he grabbed his girlfriend or wife's head.
Oh, and
you know, it's just, you know, it's, to be fair, it says kiss cam. It's not really specific on what type of kiss.
No, don't defend him.
So it's gone viral, and I assume it was his girlfriend. I don't know. They were sitting next to each other.
How quickly did the garden cam flip away?
No, they showed, like, they were laughing after it.
Did they really?
They got a good giggle in, the couple did, and then I think the cam operator realized what had just happened.
Okay, so the cam operator was taken by surprise, didn't know what to do.
Yeah, what are these two doing?
I don't think I've ever seen that. Now, that sets up for other people who are in their kiss cam. The next two people had to be like, what do we do to top this?
Well, to be fair, the kiss cam's been around for 20 years. It took 20 years for somebody to do this.
It's kind of...
I'm surprised if this is the first time that it's gotten lewd.
That lewd?
Yeah.
I've seen other lewd stuff, but not that.
You know why? Because a lot of these arenas do actors for kiss cam.
No.
So you think that was a fix?
No, I don't think this was a fix. I think that's why we haven't seen it. There's a lot of times it's staged.
It's pre.
So this is a natural, real fans.
The popular stage one, Teak, is that, like, okay, so you're there with a girl, and there's another girl on your other side, and they put you and one girl on to camera, and then she, like, pushes you away and makes out with the guy next to her.
Yeah, that one obviously is staged. It's the handhelds that do this, right? The handhelds are the ones that are getting the kiss cam, or is it
like the guys holding the camera?
Yeah, they're like in the stands.
Yes, usually.
So, I mean, you're told before, right? We're going to do a kiss cam, right?
I guess that's the secret sauce.
Right, that's the secret sauce.
Unless you just go to the stairs and pan the crowd, then zoom in on them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they shoot it.
Because
if it's the handhelds, then the people are definitely told. But if it's not the handheld...
It may not be, though, because when we were at the Yankee World Series game, BT's son got on, and it wasn't a handheld.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think the Knicks went a little too rogue there.
Right. Yeah, well, I think the guy or the gal who was filming was taken by surprise because who expects that to happen?
Disgusting, vile.
It's disgusting.
The Mario test.
The other thing that
happened. By the way, we could also assume they're not married.
Right.
That's your best line.
That's a good point. The other thing that happened, and I'll be the bad guy.
I'm going to tell your wife you said
that. She's like, no, I know.
It's true.
She'll confirm it. The other thing that happened, and I will gladly be the bad guy, because I know this is not a popular opinion to have, but it's the truth. And sometimes you need that guy to just tell you the truth, even if you think that guy is trolling and hating. So last night, I did watch this live, okay? I was watching the Knicks postgame show because I love to kiss tears or drink tears. CP, the franchise, same thing. Love the guy. I was listening to their postgame show. He wasn't on it, but I drank the tears up. And I wanted to see Alan Hahn cry. Like, I like Alan. I have great respect for him. But when he cries on postgame, oh, God. Monica McNutt, the other guy, what's his name? Not Tarico. Who's the other guy?
Pito.
I love seeing everybody upset. So I'm watching the Knicks postgame, and Monica, who does a great job, by the way, Karl Anthony Towns is standing behind her shooting free throws. This became a very viral thing. So I'm watching this, and I'm like, come on, bro. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Jimmy Butler taught you to do that, bro. You knew the camera was going to be on, so you're kissing the ass of New Yorkers. You don't need to. You've been great. Karl Anthony Towns has been a brilliant basketball player to watch. I give him all the credit in the world. But that was too much, man. He knew what he was doing, shooting the free throws after the game. And then, like, he's asked about it, and you can just... The whole thing was staged.
You're accusing Kat of fake hustle.
Yes!
How dare you?
Yes!
How dare you? Extra minutes in after a game, after a tough loss like that, how dare
Tommy,
you?
Tommy, he knew where the camera was shooting.
Oh, stop it.
Why doesn't he go to the other side?
He's not a professional wrestler. He doesn't know where the camera is.
Maybe he was
is.
Just on that side.
Exactly.
Tiki.
Thank you, Tiki.
Why can't you give the guy the benefit of the doubt? Because I've been here for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks.
Because it's obvious what was happening. Jimmy Butler used to do this crap all the time, and he learned that in Minnesota. Let's show the media something. The fans will love it. And I get why you do love it. What you should really love is that he's been awesome. Like, he's been great. I have no negative things to say about Cat on the floor, even missing the free throws. Like, it happens. You know what I mean? And at the end of the game, I think he was winded, but he gave you everything. He was awesome. He's been great. Like, I got nothing bad to say about the guy as a player and even as a human. I can see through it.
Yeah.
You guys can't see through it because you're in the honeymoon stage. Dude, that was so fake.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.